Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly runs Brian Kelly Photography and Film. You may be familiar with Brian's work through Art Prize, through Laugh Fest, and he has a new project that he'll be releasing soon called Detroit Portraits. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm very good, Paul. Thanks for having me in, man.
Absolutely. If I recall correctly, a long time ago, you and I were chatting, and you had mentioned you kind of started out down a corporate career path and then happened to end up in photography. How did that all work out?
Yeah, I did really miserably in college when I was of traditional college age right after high school. And I left college after like three kind of, you know, very fitful years, and left and just decided I had an opportunity at the time to get into this Meyer management training program.
Okay.
So I was working very much a store level department manager, you know, just
sure.
So I was started working for Meyer, and I thought, oh, well, that'll be great, because if you worked really hard at Meyer, you could kind of work up to different levels of store management.
Sure.
And I thought that was maybe what I could do. But you know, I like Meyer. They're a good company. But working in a Meyer store like 60 hours a week will like convince you to go back to college. And
sure.
At least it did for me. So because I dabbled in college, when I did go back about 5 years later, I had enough credits to get pretty close to an associate's. And
okay.
So I took an elective back at GRCC here in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And then I found photography. I got into the intro to photography class and discovered the darkroom. This
mm-hmm.
is like 94, maybe
okay.
95, somewhere
mm-hmm.
there. So no digital. It was all analog world. And I just loved like when in the developing trade, just seeing that print come up and it just
sure.
fascinated
magically
me.
Appears.
Magically, like virtually by magic, it just would come up. And then I got interested in night photography, and that sort of started a fine art photography career.
Okay.
And then that led to the photography room and some other gallery stuff.
But now, was Dennis Grant your teacher, I think?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
yeah.
Dennis was my first photography instructor.
Okay.
And he really encouraged me. I remember one of our first assignments was to just, we all shot slide film, transparency film.
Sure.
So we could share it with the class through a film projector. But I had gone down to the river and shot a bunch of, I call them water studies, of the Ford Museum fountain.
Okay.
He really took to those. And I remember distinctly just one of the first sort of critiques and class showings. He's like, wow, these are really interesting. You should do more of this. So that began a fascination with nighttime photography. And I got really interested early on in sort of the idea of accumulating moving time on a single negative.
Okay.
And so that led then later to a book of black and white images of Grand Rapids
mm-hmm.
at night. That came out in about 2000. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, Dennis Grants was one of the guys. Jonathan Russell
sure.
is still there, still teaching.
Yeah, it seems like those two guys, I run into photographers around town, they
yeah.
all connect back to them. They were, you know, kind of
literally,
seed planters.
They
for them.
Were. They were the guys, you know, that really either made it or you didn't make it.
Okay.
And I think Jonathan had the reputation of being super, super tough and hard on people. And I think it's somewhat unfair, because I think on the surface he's kind of rough, but I think also he has a really good way of sort of taking people's temperature. Are they serious
sure.
about do you really love photography or not? And Dennis is just a sweetheart. So
mm-hmm.
It was kind of a great 1-2 combo.
So and what was it about photography for you that you really connected with once you, you know, got taking classes and doing photos?
Yeah, it was just the idea. You know, that's a great question, because I don't really know. I didn't study tons of art history. I wasn't like, you know, super up on photography in the sense of the history of photography.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have said named Ansel Adams, you know, like if you just like force people on the street to name one photographer,
sure.
they could probably, you know, pull out Ansel Adams. But now I don't know. I think it was I liked architecture and design. We traveled a lot when I was little. My dad was a pilot for United, so we were always able to fly for free, essentially. And I remember being very little and just looking at buildings and cityscapes.
Sure.
And I was just absorbed with skyscrapers
mm-hmm.
and that type of stuff. And I think that led to a love of architecture and design. And then I sort of merged Well, there's a whole other story, too, about how I hated portraiture. I was really had a phobia of taking pictures of people.
Really? I mean, because that's kind of what you're known for these days with some of the work that you've done.
Well, in the last, especially last 7 years, probably, is primarily portraiture. I still shoot architecture. I shot 2 architectural jobs earlier today.
Okay.
So it's still very much part of my business. But in terms of, like, I did not like shooting people and just having...
Was there a reason?
Yeah. Yeah. People always thought they were fat and they always thought they were ugly and they always thought their nose was too big.
Okay.
So I think I took that reaction. It took me many years to sort of figure out that no one really loves their own picture. So from, I think I sort of took it as a little bit as a negative about my portraiture or how I took pictures of people. And I thought then I would just gravitate back to architecture because I was like, well, that portrait session wasn't all that much fun. And the client or the person I was shooting didn't seem to love what I did. So, and buildings never, I could go back to a building, I could make a bunch of mistakes, and the building never thought it was too fat or ugly or had a bad hair day, you know?
Or a brick was out of place.
Exactly.